El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, how about that?
I feel awful.
That was a moment of silence for Prince.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Wait, what?
Jeff, you didn't hear?
What happened?
What, are you living under a rock?
Yeah.
Or in Iraq? I don't know. Is it? Do they have internet in Iraq?
No, they do not.
Okay, then yeah, he was probably in Iraq. And
they don't have
news.
Computers.
Yeah, it was Prince Harry, right?
Yeah.
The guy loved to party.
He died too.
He did? I didn't even know he was sick.
He wasn't.
No. Damn it. Way too tragic. Prince of Mukamura?
Oh. Everyone named Prince. Everyone named Prince died.
Yeah, Prince Fielder died.
Oh, yeah. So fat. So fat. So young.
Diabetes. Take care of yourselves, guys. Go get checked out.
But
also,
most importantly,
Prince the music guy died too, didn't he?
Yeah. That's.
Who?
Prince. Like Prince.
You know Prince from the records.
Little Richard?
That's nothing to do with Prince, except for the mustache.
Why would you say that?
They both wore purple suits.
You're wearing a Prince shirt.
Damn right I am. It's half Prince, half Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Isn't Michael Jackson's kid named Prince?
Yeah.
Oh, did we just go full circle? Oh, good night, guys. That was the podcast.
Thank you. That was good.
We just broke the code.
So, yeah, we had a silent intro for Prince. Prince died. I was sad.
Fuck, man.
I cried the first time I saw Prince in concert.
Where was this?
This was in Omaha, Nebraska. I was in row 8.
Nice.
They let a black guy in Omaha, Nebraska?
Row 8 of all 10 rows they would allow people to see Prince in.
No, it was a huge arena. Oh, it was the Musicology tour.
Okay.
No. It was a big arena for Prince. Yeah.
No, it was a high school cafeteria.
At the end of his career, he started doing like a bunch of theater shows and shit.
Yeah, but
like
he was
that
doing too. That because he liked to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying. Yeah, I know, man.
You
whoa,
do.
Whoa, guys. Whoa. Guys. Just because Jeff doesn't have pants on doesn't mean we can get aggressive.
I don't.
Yeah, this is a weird morning. For one thing, I had to sign up for Tidal so we could.
Never a good day.
So we could listen to Prince songs.
I offered to bring it in, but nobody.
Well, yeah, but it's easier this way. We could just make a playlist and I can hand it to Brett.
Okay.
And it's fine.
All right. Yeah.
And I watched Lemonade on the treadmill this morning. It was great.
How do you feel about cheating at this point now that
you've I feel like Jay-Z should cheat more often. That's a great album. It's an amazing album. If that's what's going to happen every time he cheats, fuck it. Not all the time. Like, I don't wish ill on Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I just want her to make a really classic album
every couple of years. Get a Becky with good hair.
Yeah.
Well, no, like she happen. Comes in and is like, Jay, I've got writer's block. And then he just goes out and has sex with a white girl. And then.
Exactly.
Boom. Album drops.
I mean.
Yeah.
Next album, yeah. Limoncello, because it's a delicious cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
into that.
It's but, like absolute limon. It's like, oh, come on now.
So, yeah, that was one weird thing. I had to sign up for Tidal. And then Quincy.
Yes.
Quincy Johnson.
That's
who
correct.
He's been here twice.
Actually, can I just be Quincy Jones since I messed up?
Yeah. Well, no, you've been here twice in a month. And every time, or both times, when the receptionist emails me, it says Quincy Jones is here to see you.
Oh, yes.
On this Super podcast, producer. Quincy Jones talks about Prince. It's like people are going to be Quincy very, Jones. Very.
Yeah. So then Quincy threw a cup of coffee on the table.
Just spilled it everywhere.
And by on the table, it means basically right onto all my pants.
Onto Jeff. And now Jeff
is also half mixed with orange Gatorade. Let's be honest to our listeners.
That's fair.
And now Jeff is not wearing pants.
Yes.
It's
which that's appropriate for a Prince podcast.
I think that's fair. I'm in my underwear right now. You're welcome. Yeah.
We call those happy accidents.
Yeah.
Or at least an accident that I caused, and I feel bad about it, but let's not dwell.
Yeah.
Also, my pants smell like...
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes, because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life.
You didn't ask anybody anything.
When all I really want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week.
That's what my pants smell like.
That's why we call this segment This Week in
Pink. These pants matter.
Oh. Black pants matter.
Get really intense.
Black underwear matter. Talk to Jeff.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm wearing my good underwear today. It covers as much as a bathing suit.
I'm glad you actually wore underwear today. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
a savage.
What do you mean not a savage? Commando's the way
Stephen
to go.
Avery.
Yeah, right? I couldn't imagine people not wearing underwear other than Prince. He's the only guy that I'm like, I could picture that guy not wearing underwear.
Yeah, if Prince is wearing underwear, it's because he's not wearing pants.
But wasn't Prince's entire outfit just underwear all the time, no matter what it was? That underwear and high heels.
That shirt I ordered this morning, it was actually David Wong's profile picture on the Cracked forums for years. And it's Prince in just like a thong bikini, just like...
Being Prince.
Yeah, so that was just a three-piece suit.
Prince in the fuck out.
Yeah.
And it's got, it's the craziest shirt. I can't wait to wear it.
I like that. I saw the pic. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good shirt.
It's got like
solid shirt.
Float. It's got doves all around it.
I'm glad you got it after he died, you fairweather ass fan.
Oh.
Oh, how many times have you seen Prince in concert?
Like six.
No, you haven't.
No.
He beat Prince up once.
He's never seen Prince in concert. He just.
No, I have not seen Prince at concert.
Why are you here?
Who invited this guy?
Because I really, really like the Batman soundtrack.
Yeah. That's Jeff's favorite Prince.
How many times have you seen Batman?
I've seen Batman a lot of times.
They threw that in Shaun of the Dead for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're rude. Don't be rude about it. It's a good album. Disrespect the Batman soundtrack. That had Bat Dance on it.
I know. We're all going to talk about our favorite Prince songs here in a second. Should we just play that? Yeah, let's... why the fuck not? Let's lead off with Bat Dance.
I think everybody should listen to Bat Dance. Like, here's the thing, though. The people listening were probably already listening to Bat Dance in the background.
Yeah.
You just Bat Dance at all times?
You gotta have the Bat Dance ready to go.
Okay, I feel that.
Yeah, I don't think Bat Dance is coming.
Well, that's why. I was talking. Let's continue furthering on the conversation until Bat Dance starts. Remember the video where he's half Batman, half Joker?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
a good video.
That was fantastic. It was a good video for the song.
Was great.
It's not like it's not one of his best songs.
It is one of his one of his one of the best songs.
Is it one of Prince's best songs?
No,
it's a great song.
Can you guys not hear it?
No, we can't hear it with me.
Okay, weird. It's playing very loudly.
Is that why you're yelling at us?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh, weird.
Give me a second. Sorry.
It's cool. It's cool. We'll just talk about the fact that look, Bat Dance is good. It's a great video. It's a fun song. It's very instrumental to our childhoods because it was part of the original Batman movie, which is possibly the best Batman movie if you actually get into that debate.
I like because he kills a bunch of people in it.
Is it his best, Prince's best song? Nah, not even close. Not even close.
Like, it's fine if it's your favorite song.
Because it's the best. Actually, I love Party Man. Party Man's such a good song on that.
Party Man's a good song.
A
really good song on that album is Electric Chair. That's a great
They're
song.
They're all so good because of Prince. And I've never seen Prince because I never, like, the prices to go see him were always really high. And I'm like, I'm not gonna pay that money.
I can't take that as an excuse.
You don't have to.
He did a month of shows at the Forum for $25 a piece. That's not a lot of money, sir.
When was that?
2 years ago.
That was a lot of money for me. I don't know if you remember me 2 years ago.
That $25 would have killed me, man.
Can you hear now?
Oh, yeah, now.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, it's been playing this whole time.
Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, it feels natural.
Yeah,
it feels like
we cut in.
Transition.
It's that kind of song. You don't really have to pick it up from the beginning.
Sorry, audience.
No, the audience is all about it. They like Bat Dance, too.
You've been downgraded to comptroller of podcast series.
Yeah, if this was Prince's podcast, you'd be taken out back and shot.
Or at least kicked out of
with
the room.
With a delicate dick-shaped purple gun.
So this is it, huh, Jeff? At least he's shredding the guitar on this song.
Yeah, because it's pretty good.
Yeah, oh, he's an amazing guitar. He's my favorite guitar player.
Well, isn't there an interview with Eric Clapton where they were like, what's it feel like to be the greatest living guitar player? And he goes, you'd have to ask Prince.
I think that's fake.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I do bring up Eric Clapton in my column this week, which is...
Stop the press.
Yeah, this part's cool. I did. This is my favorite part of
Vicky Vale.
Yeah.
She likes Vicky Vale. Oh, yeah, that's my shit.
Yeah,
I fucking love that movie.
Bust that body.
Ooh, I want to bust that body.
I don't remember this part from the movie.
You weren't born yet.
Of course you Christian did. Bale was like, the drugs are in the mirrors. And I just...
Did you see Prince dancing around in the sewer? Just wearing a purple little sewer worker's outfit.
Why so serious?
So it wasn't in that Batman movie?
Yes, it was in that Batman movie.
Okay.
Licks Gary Oldman's cheek.
That would be great. I wish Prince did the soundtrack for every Batman movie.
Oh, man. Batman and Robin with a Prince soundtrack would have still been a shitty movie.
That would have been...
It would have been the only good thing about that movie.
Actually, if you made Batman and Robin with a Prince soundtrack, that would have just been a 2-hour-long Prince video. And in that regard, I would have actually been like, all right, I get it now. Now it explains the nipples and the smooth asses on their costumes.
Yeah. So, Quincy, when was the first time you saw Prince in concert?
First time I saw Prince in concert was in 93, I believe, in Texas. 93 or 92, something
like
that.
You were like 12?
Yes, I was 12.
I saw NWA when I was 12. It happens. Some people have cool parents.
I mean, it's not like he wasn't having simulated sex on the stage. It was a Prince concert. It wasn't...
You sure? 92, 93, he wasn't?
He wasn't having that. Yeah, he was going through his religious awakening at that time.
That's when Get Off came out, I think. Yeah, that was like 91.
But like, even when he was dropping the nastiest stuff, he wasn't making videos for most of those songs. Because he was like, that's who the music was.
Remember the video for Get Off, though?
Whoa. Good times.
Boy, did that make me want to
get off?
Fuck a bunch of women Prince knows. I don't know how else to describe it. Just a bunch of women in that room with Prince. And I like them.
Hey, man, you got 23 positions in a one-night stand. That's a lot of planning.
Whoa.
That's a lot of planning.
What you want to eat? Someone's supposed to say ribs right now. You motherfucker. You never heard the song?
Which one of us do you think should have said
it? We don't serve ribs.
Between the two of us, which one of us do you think should have said ribs?
When he made eye contact with me, he was like, you're supposed to say ribs now. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
I should have said McRibs.
How gross. Now you've just ruined Prince's memory.
Oh, how great would it be?
I bet if he loved McRibs. He's from Minnesota.
Yeah. I bet he put a hurting on McRibs. Or maybe not.
The Prince rib.
So you saw him. You said you've seen him 4 times.
Yeah.
I've seen him twice.
Yeah, I saw him twice at the Forum and then once in Chicago and once in Texas, in Houston.
I saw him that time in Omaha that I think we talked about while we were recording. And I saw him on 777 in Minneapolis.
Hmm.
That was pretty fun. I was in the last row. I bought tickets at the last
row second. 8 again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Not a big Prince city.
Yeah.
Never heard of the guy. Is he any good? Yeah.
So did he play 7 to open or to close?
I honestly don't believe he played 7.
That's such a dick move.
I don't recall Could you imagine? Him playing.
He didn't play it until 6 hours after everybody left. Then he came back on stage and was like, only the true fans are still here.
He did it at 12:01 just so he could be like, I'm playing 7 on 08. Fuck off.
Prince.
Man, some of
he was so great.
Fucker.
I love all the stories that came out about him afterwards. Where like with the whole like Carlos Boozers when he like rented his house and just like demolished
a lot of that
it.
Stuff came out earlier. People were just like regurgitating it now that he died.
But
the Carlos Boozer story, that's been around.
I think my favorite thing is that no one has a sex scandal story about Prince, of all the people.
He was fiercely religious.
Everyone would consent to having sex with him.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't have a scandal unless it was he didn't have sex with me.
He was his own roofie. Like, he didn't even have to Bill Cosby these chicks. He was just, you just had those smoky eyes and fucking...
Yeah.
How great is it that a man that's 5 foot...
5'2".
5'2".
5'7" with those heels on, buddy. Okay? Fierce one.
And just pulling it in.
Yeah, just slaying it.
You wouldn't sleep with Prince?
Not now.
No, only now. Specifically now.
He's had time to rot a little bit. Yeah, he's ripe. Ripe for the
day. Did you hear Paisley Park is going to be a museum?
Yeah, the Graceland. Really? Yeah.
That's exciting as shit.
Nice.
I just now saw pictures of it for the first time. Like, I've never seen the exterior or anything. It looks like a factory.
Yeah, it looks a lot more industrial than you think Prince's house would look.
Yeah, but then you get inside and you're like, oh, yeah, this is Prince's house.
I bet it was the Axis chemical plant that the Joker was converted into. And he's like, this is mine now. I'm making it. It's all purple chemicals just swirling around, bubbling.
I'm excited for that. I will definitely, definitely.
Is that a thing we're going to go to? Yeah.
Go to Paisley Park.
I will never go to Graceland, but send me pictures.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Graceland. I don't give a shit about Graceland. They're not even keeping it up. It's just going to look like a shitty house from the 70s.
Here's a place where a guy died shitting.
I feel like Prince's house will always be cool.
It's turned into like a sex museum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. Yeah.
Take a black light to that place and then just like do pop up video over each stain just to be like, this is from 87 when Vanity.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
This was Carmen Electra over here.
The biggest Prince fan I know lives in South Dakota. That's weird, right? He has the symbol tattooed on his leg.
Like large?
No, it's on his calf.
Oh, okay.
It's
like
big enough.
I mean, you could probably get a tattoo of
the first
Prince,
time I met him,
full body.
The first time I met him, he was
on your leg. Yeah.
First time I met him, he was wearing a New Power Generation hockey jersey.
Mm.
Oh my God, I love that that's a thing.
Yeah, that's obscure merch.
That's
right
the most
there.
Minnesota that merchandise
means,
of all time.
That means
well, we were in South Dakota, but South Dakota is like 30 minutes.
That means
from
he
Minnesota.
Went to the concert specifically to buy merch and bought all the merch.
Damn right.
No, he probably went to the concert because he fucking loves Prince.
He went for the he went for
Dean.
The jersey.
Shout out to Dean.
It's actually a FUBU jersey, but yeah.
I wonder if you could buy that New Power Generation.
Oh, you probably can
right
now.
Check eBay.
There's yeah, probably, I bet now you can. I just paid $50 for a print CD. The Gold Experience. It's out of print. Hard
still,
to find.
He's saying CD as if digital doesn't exist, but it's okay.
Oh,
no,
don't
I
even...
mean, I could steal it, but I have roommates right now, and I'd have to steal it on someone else's Wi-Fi. Literally the only thing stopping me.
I actually feel like that would be the reason you should
steal it and then go out of town for a few days until the heat dies down.
Go to Mexico because I stole a Prince CD online.
What do you think? No extradition.
You think Prince is coming for you now?
And even still, it's still cool to have something that people can't get anymore.
If you were
because I actually got kind of a deal on it. Like I could take it to eBay right now and sell it for more money. Than
sell
I
it for more money than you paid for it.
But
I might.
Yeah, right now is a good time to do
CDs.
It.
Yeah.
It's either right now or in like 30 years when it has a lot more value.
I'll fucking frame it and just hang it
like
above
it's
my
your
bed.
It's like it's the world's tiniest plan. Platinum album.
It's my retirement plan. I'm going to break the glass when I'm 65 and take it to a pawn shop.
Break out a CD.
Get $35 for it.
What is this old-timey music thing you got here?
35 future dollars. It's like $8.
Yeah, that'll happen.
There'll be yens by that point.
Yeah, I remember my friend Lisa was telling me she went to a Prince concert in 91 and she paid $200 for the tickets.
Jesus Christ.
She's like, that's like $15,000 right now.
Yeah,
approximately.
Roughly.
I don't know how math works, but that makes perfect sense to me. Because white people money, you guys are weird with that shit. So yeah, makes sense.
When I saw him in Omaha, there was a time there where getting tickets on Ticketmaster was really easy as long as you were online first. Because like not everyone was doing it on the internet yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just paid face value. It was in the 8th row. It was great. They were, I mean, they were like...
How many rows were there?
9?
It was a fucking arena, people. I mean,
I like
you know Chicago's in the Midwest, 8th
right? Row arena.
Minneapolis has multiple sports teams. There's things out there.
There's a mall there.
I almost got into a fight with a Minnesota Twin once.
Good. Was it Kirby Puckett?
No, a blind-ass son of a bitch. It was Jacques Jones at Fenway Park. And Torrey Hunter pulled him away from me. And I was like, thanks, Torrey Hunter. You're an all-star, and I like you. Fuck you, Jacques Jones.
Torrey Hunter saved you, Jacques Jones.
Jacques Jones would have killed me. It's a professional athlete.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, I was heckling him from like 3 or 4 rows back between the third base and left field line, and he whiffed on a Tim Wakefield knuckleball.
This is why I'm glad he never went to a Prince concert, because he probably would have had to fight Prince.
Yeah, you would have been the person yelling.
Why would
out.
I ever
you
do that? No, Prince. I was heckling.
Because you do that to everybody.
You'd be the guy yelling,
every
story.
Every
story is over and over again.
I would have yelled, play bat dance.
Exactly, and then we would have to see
those are
killed.
The worst people. If you yell, play anything at a concert, you're the worst.
If you yell, play bat dance at any other concert.
Yeah, that would be a thing.
At a Dave Matthews concert yelling,
listeners,
play bat dance.
Please get video of you yelling out, play bat dance at various concerts around the country. Let's make that a thing.
Wearing a New Power Generation jersey.
Hockey jersey.
Snapchat.
Yeah. But do it. Like, do that.
You should. Yeah, scream, play bat dance at a concert.
Or call into your local radio station and
request
bat dance.
Let's make this little ditty number
and
one, guys.
Bat dancing.
Yeah.
Using the
call
phrase
bat
that
dancing
play.
Now.
This is the phrase that pays.
Tweet your local radio station and ask them to play bat dance. It's the new Iron Giant thing. Bat dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Or just tweet someone and ask them.
Ask Donald Trump if you can borrow his copy of Bat Dance of the Batman soundtrack.
Oh, you're getting bat danced.
You got bat danced.
Yeah, we should change it to that now.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, this is my shit.
Yeah, this is Quincy's favorite Prince song.
This is the quintessential enter a room song. Like, if this song plays the moment you walk in, you get laid by everybody. This is the perfect song. Everybody.
Where are you
everybody.
Going? Yeah.
Wherever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not.
He's like, I did it at a Corvette dealership.
Yeah, this is an when I saw him on the Musicology tour, he played this solo acoustic on the guitar. Oh my God.
The man.
Everyone lost their fucking minds.
I bet they did. This is Prince's best song, sir.
I feel like my pick might be up there too. This is an amazing song.
Where's the part where he talks about Batman in this?
Well, the original Batmobile was a Corvette, so do you feel better?
Pretend that it was. Sure.
There's a breakdown in this song where Prince goes, Gotham doesn't have room for scummy like you. Where are they? Where is she?
Does that mean Maggie Gyllenhaal was a Prince girl? I don't know if I can accept that.
She looked a little melty for Prince.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. She was a little beefier than
Prince was progressive as fuck when it came to women.
Yeah, he would have had sex with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
This town progressive.
Not just that, he would have also let her make an album and probably wrote it all for her.
He would have somehow roped both Gyllenhaals into a threesome.
Nothing compares to you.
Is that your Maggie Gyllenhaal voice?
I'm Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did you see me in Secretary?
I did.
It's an underappreciated dark comedy. I was in Crazy Heart.
Oh, shout out!
She was
to
great
Maggie
in Crazy Heart.
I love Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I do.
Yeah, she's amazing in Stranger Than Fiction. Yeah. She's great.
Peter Sarsgaard's squeeze.
Lucky Peter Sarsgaard.
I love the Sarsgaard.
What can Sarsgaard do for you?
Exactly.
Be in more movies.
Yeah.
Looks like he's the bad guy in the Magnificent Seven remake, though. That'll be good.
Yeah, he plays a good bad guy.
Okay.
Because I always assume he's up to something shady. Just that face he's got.
Yeah.
He looks like bad time. God, this is a great song. I mean, it's no Bat Dance, you piece of shit.
You're right, it's not Bat Dance. I don't know. How do I know about the Joker Vicky Vale dynamic while listening to this song?
I just love the fact that Little Red Corvette's playing and he's totally unaffected. Like, he's just like, this isn't the
and
Batman
you don't
soundtrack.
Even have pants on. How are you not jerking off right now?
We would be able to tell if he was aroused by any of the songs today, and he's not been by
you
any
haven't
of
been
songs.
Engorged since Bat Dance went off, you son of a bitch.
I tape myself down before I enter any podcast. Thank you very much. I don't want anybody getting hurt with this thing. It's unwieldy.
All right. Let's just play my pick next.
What is that one?
That would be
Bat Dance 2.
I Would Die for You.
Bat Dance Returns.
Ah, this is a good one.
This is probably my all-around favorite Prince song. One thing I love about it, Prince was one of the only people that could make an overtly religious song. And you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus. That's fine. Like this is very much, this is a very... Like, this song is about...
Who's Jesus?
He's the guy that works at the Meineke that did your oil change.
Oh, okay. I like that guy. He's good people. Oh, was that me?
That's me. Uh-oh. Yeah.
It's all good.
You interrupted this.
Like, this was... Like, for all... I don't remember the sequencing of the album. For all I know, the song's right after Darling Nikki or some shit.
Yeah.
But in the movie, it... Like, his father says, I would die for you, and he's fighting with his mom. And it makes it seem like... That's like what this song is about. But if you listen to it, it's very obviously about, it's a religious
Christ.
Song. And it's like, that's a hard thing to do. Like, I'm going to say remember to something that none of us were alive for. Remember when the Beach Boys started a song with, Beach Boys recorded God Only Knows. That was like super controversial then because it was like a pop song about religion. And people were like, no one does that. And people still didn't, like, don't really do it all that much.
Kanye did Jesus Walks.
Yeah, Kanye did Jesus Walks. And people
Carrie Underwood does everything she does.
Yeah, Jesus Take the Wheel. But even then, that's just, like, bullshit country artists.
Yeah,
and people.
It's a different
But this,
genre.
Like, this was, this is, like, a song anyone Like, you could worship Satan.
This isn't as overtly religious. Like, if you were listening to it, you'd just think he was singing about a girl, though. And then until you, like, pay
would
close...
You?
If you
well,
paid close
no,
attention,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If you listen to the lyrics,
yeah,
then it's really obvious he's not singing about a girl.
Is it?
He, like... Literally, one of the first lines is, "I'm not your woman, I'm not your man." So he says right away, "I'm not singing about your boyfriend or your girlfriend." And the song was huge.
Yeah.
So good.
This is a track right here. This is a good tech.
Is it hacky that I love When Doves Cry? Like,
no.
It's like the big one, but I'm just like, God damn it, this song
if
is
If that
so
was
good.
Your karaoke song, yes. If you just like the song,
you know what's
fine.
Really unique about that song? There's no bass line on it.
Hmm.
I was I already knew that, but when I was the day Prince died, I was driving back from Santa Cruz. Like, I had like 50 texts and I couldn't reply to them. Everyone was texting.
Oh, I sent you one.
Prince. I know. Yeah.
It said, "I hate you, Adam. I killed Prince."
I was driving back from Santa Cruz and I was listening to Sirius Radio, and they were interviewing all these people who had worked with Prince, and I forgot what I was talking about now.
You're talking about Prince.
Baseline.
Jeff distracted me. Oh, yeah. They interviewed Lenny Waronker, who was the president of Warner Brothers Records when Prince was signed. And he talked about Prince bringing that song in and having him listen to it because he was like, "It sounds done to me, but there's no bass on it. Should I put a bass on it?" The guy was like, "Nah. Just release it like it is."
There you go.
And it's like the way he's playing guitar, it kind of seems like there's bass, but there's no bass line on that song, which was really rare for a pop song, especially
even in the 80s, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That was when bass was
in a
bass.
Right.
Yeah. And especially for
that's not a thing.
No.
And especially for someone who had like he wasn't like a rock musician. Like,
yeah. But like the Talking Heads funk. Did a lot of stuff without bass on it. Right.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm just, you know what? I take bass
well,
for granted.
Well, for a pop record.
Yes. I'm taking bass for granted, and I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I will now look at and more
just go out there searching for missing bass lines from now on so you can appreciate it more.
Yeah.
That's the real last
little
crusade.
Things, it's the little things that really make life matter.
Really does. Prince was also great at slow jams. This will, we're going to talk about like obscure.
Okay,
Prince
you can't just
songs.
Say great. He
yeah,
was,
he was.
He was a walking slow jam.
Yeah, yeah. There was a period there where I listened to a lot of rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it happened with a lot of people. Like Prince's music, it didn't really resonate for a while there. But even then, I was like, he can make a slow jam.
Mm.
I would still buy his albums just for that.
Just to make sweet, sweet love.
Yeah, sweet high school love.
Mm.
What song do you want?
But he did that 2 years ago. He was making sweet high school love.
Making sweet high school love.
Quincy, what was the Prince song you wanted
to
listen
to? The Love We Make from Emancipation.
From Emancipation.
Yeah, man. I will get naked just immediately. I'm going to
I'm halfway beating you to it, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to have to take my pants off with you, buddy.
He's got so many great slow songs.
You know, he's good at music. He was.
Yeah, he was. But he was.
What? Really? He was good at music?
He was good at music, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He had skills. I like his quirks more than anything. Like, that's the thing that I know this is like a very music-themed podcast, but like, I think about like all the stuff I've gleaned from Prince, just not being like a crazy fan, but like the Charlie Murphy story about playing basketball. Like, that's such a good and like unbelievably believable story.
Did you ever see the, I think they made an animated short about it, Questlove from the Roots, his Prince story?
Oh, yeah.
Not.
Oh, Questlove gets invited to the Prince show in Philly. The Roots weren't big at the time. They weren't on Fallon or anything like that. He shows up. He doesn't have enough tickets to cover himself and his entourage that he brought with him because he was trying to, you know, show out because Prince was there. Harasses his way into the concert. During the show, Prince's manager walks up to Questlove and says, "Hey, you need to find a club, rent it out. Prince wants to play pool and listen to music." So he found a way to get a club and pull a pool table up three flights of stairs in Philadelphia because Prince wanted it to happen, and you don't say no to Prince.
Right.
And then Prince kicked him off the DJ table to play to watch
Finding Nemo.
God. I love that. That's crazy.
It's that's
he
totally
said he was playing
like,
a bunch
Fela.
Of James Brown songs.
No, Fela. He was playing a bunch of Fela songs.
Oh, yeah.
Fela Kuti. And Prince didn't like it. And he just sent his assistant over and said, "Prince wants you to play this." And puts in Finding Nemo, but plays the video of Finding Nemo while still playing the music. And then the assistant walks back up and says, "You can stop the music." He just wanted to watch Finding Nemo.
So great. I love Talib Kweli's story about how it was like me and Prince were in L.A. and we were in a club. And then at 2 o'clock, Prince kicked all the dudes out of the club. Mm-hmm. So he's like, it's just me, Prince, and all these women. And then Prince read from the Bible.
Nobody wants to leave.
That's such a good troll, though. Like, that's such a brilliant thing.
Yeah. First Corinthians, chapter 7.
The only, like, one of the only documented cases of him going out and actually going door to door as a Jehovah's Witness, which is a thing you have to do as a Jehovah's Witness. Mm-hmm. The only time anyone ever, like, caught wind of him doing it was during a Minnesota Vikings playoff game. So the most, like, if you live in Minnesota, there is no worse time for someone to knock on your door to ask about Jesus than when the Vikings were in the playoffs. But if Prince knocks at your door, you're like, all right, fuck the playoffs. Tell me about Jesus.
I remember his
name. Can you play this guitar while you talk?
His neighbors, like, were, like, totally not buying it, but they let him in and listen just because they were such huge fans. They were just like, yeah, come on in.
I think Prince would have just actually gone to Viking Stadium, walked in the middle of the field during a timeout, and just started reading from
Dearly
the Bible.
Beloved.
Dearly Beloved.
We had to survive this thing called the playoffs.
Did you guys know the Minnesota Vikings this year, to honor Prince, are changing their color to purple?
Wait a second, is that why the Vikings have been purple this whole time?
Did you just break this exclusive news? Guys, you heard it here first.
I'm a beat reporter for NFC North teams sometimes.
This is a really great song.
Is that why Adrian Peterson beat his son to get purple bruises?
Well, because his son and Prince are the same size.
Yeah, he thought it was Prince.
Beating Prince.
Make another album.
Oh, he's got so many songs you can fuck to.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
You didn't like his last album?
His last album, I Beat My Kid.
I watched a documentary about Allen Iverson last night, and apparently he recorded a rap album in the 90s.
Yes, he did.
That never came
that.
Out. And I want nothing more than to hear that.
Didn't
he go
by he recorded when it came out, didn't
Jewel?
He?
No, it wasn't. Jewel. It says in the documentary it was not commercially released. Oh, he had like songs out, but not
okay,
an entire
album.
Okay,
yeah, all right, that's what
I... Okay. I mean, was it like a mixtape? Mixtapes aren't commercially released.
Wouldn't that be great if it was an and one mixtape?
AI mixtape dropping.
I saw, since we were talking, this doesn't really have anything to do with...
Oh, you're getting a phone call.
Reject it.
Yeah.
I thought I told you I turned my
this mom 911.
You can turn my ringer off.
I don't know how to use it.
You don't know how to use a phone? There's two buttons on the side. They're the volume button.
No, it's not the ringer. Well, I'm plugged into the
headphones. If you're streaming music, you can't turn your ringer down because the volume control.
Is there a do not disturb mode on this brand?
Yes, and it was set when I handed you the phone.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Whoa,
we'll just hear my text notes.
Airplane mode? No, it's not. I'm setting it now.
Area Secretary of Podcast City. Great trader, everybody. You've been downgraded again.
Janitor of Podcast.
This is a really great slow song.
Oh, man, it's this fucking jam, man.
I mentioned the Isley Brothers when we were talking about it. That's who he reminds me of. Like, no matter what else was on an Isley Brothers album, there were going to be, like, three songs that you could just get someone pregnant to.
I think the craziest thing, you know, everybody, once Prince died, there a lot of people were saying a lot of the millennials don't know who Prince is or really appreciate his music, but most of them were made to Prince's music.
That's
the scariest thing.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like a song like this is playing, somebody, I'm getting pregnant.
Yeah, everyone, every millennial is at least 3% Prince.
Because Prince has had sex with all your
mothers.
He's
the Thomas Jefferson of our generation.
Yeah, it's like the
Genghis Khan. All kind of descend from him.
I got to hear a fun story about how my girlfriend worked at his place. Did like he was doing a private concert because he used to put golden tickets in his albums. And if you bought them and you got the golden ticket, he would fly you and a guest out for a small concert of like 25 people. Never really advertised.
And that's why there's a young English boy who's going to be the new Prince.
Wait, whatever happened to the one girl that got fat and stuck in the...
He had sex with her.
Of course he did. He rolled right on that.
She didn't get fat. She's pregnant.
That's why... Well, Violet. You're Violet. My favorite color.
I really looked at Jeff for a second there and was like, you know, that's just the plot to Willy Wonka.
Yeah. He Willy Wonka'd that shit. That's why he dressed like Willy Wonka all the time. Jesus Christ.
He likes Willy. Of course he likes kids' movies. He played Finding Nemo at a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that because he's Prince. And Finding Nemo's a cinematic masterpiece. Let's just get it.
You can do a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing because you're Prince, too. Yeah, but she was the only white girl working because he was like hiring only black girls. And then they ran out.
And there's only the four in Los Angeles.
And the rule was like no eye contact.
You weren't allowed to look him in the
eyes. But he made eye contact with her and she's like, am I going to get fired now? Like it was like a legitimate concern.
What if she just exploded?
Yes.
Guys, Prince had sex with Jeff.
Yeah.
If you make eye contact with Prince,
she thinks about him while she's fucking you now.
Yeah.
Oh, she listens to this, so this is going to be really fun. I'm going to talk to her when we get home.
That's fine.
Okay.
This is going to be very meta because I'm going to come home and yell at her for it. Yeah. Or thank her for it.
And the episode won't be out yet.
And the episode won't be out yet. Then she'll listen to it.
Your Eskimo brothers with Prince. That's a badge of honor right there, man. Yeah. Congrats, bro.
Actually, I feel very good. I feel like I won a special trophy.
Did you win a golden ticket?
I won a golden trophy wife.
Are you getting married?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Haven't you seen Purple Rain? That's what it's all about. Don't get married.
I got to get on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And the Jerry Curl. I could see. I already have a Jerry Curl. I could see that.
Make her purify herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
I could see you in like a ruffled shirt and a purple jacket. That would be a good look on
How awful would that look,
man? That would
be
a good look on you.
That looks so bad.
Has anyone seen Purple Rain lately?
I saw it 3 days ago.
Did you go see it in theaters?
No, I just downloaded it and watched it.
I just stole from Prince.
I didn't actually.
That's
steal
like
it
grave
from
robbing.
Dude's dead.
Yeah, it's like free reign now. Yeah. I feel like
at this point he doesn't have a will. It's all up in the air.
Let's crack that casket open and steal a brooch.
How the
or
fuck
something.
Doesn't Prince have a will? By the way, he's 57.
He doesn't.
No, he's.
It's probably tattooed on Apollonia or something like
that's
that.
That's good because I was afraid his will was going to say burn all my unreleased music.
And that's fair, yeah.
That would have been devastating for me because there are some reports that he has 20,000 unreleased songs. That's enough
that
for
that seems silly, doesn't
that's
it?
That's enough for an album every year for 100 years.
That's enough for what? Two mixtapes, Brett? If we just put some
That's enough for one Allen Iverson album.
If nothing, we're going to get way more Prince albums than we got Tupac albums. And Tupac released more albums.
But Tupac's fine. He's still alive. So
when
it's
he
okay.
was dead, then he's he did fine. When he was alive.
He's going to drop a new album next week. Don't worry.
But is he? I feel like we're hitting the bottom of the barrel with Tupac songs.
Like, yeah, no, it's going to be how like many times old ballet practices he did in Maryland. Yeah.
How many times can he rhyme Hennessy and Enemies over a fucking R&B song? And we're still interested.
An infinite amount.
I know.
That's like hearing 187 on an undercover cop on 35 Death Row tracks, and you're like, oh, you guys recycled this one.
Yeah, that's his favorite rhyme. I love it.
Hennessy. See an enemy.
Here we go.
Watch your
I thought you just said, never mind. Sorry. I thought you just made like a see an enemy reference.
That's what
like,
I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Not like visualize someone from, you don't like.
Oh, not like watching Little Nemo when you saw an enemy. professional comedian Jeff May, everybody.
This is the worst.
Follow me on Twitter.
Once the pants came off, he was just
yeah.
Yeah, he's zany.
I gotta pick one of those.
Wait a minute. What was the catchphrase from last night?
Oh, give me a break.
And then he just does a kick.
We saw a comic that was so bad.
Do you have sexy motherfucker on there?
Ooh.
I can look it up.
Got a sexy motherfucker in this room.
I believe the album that Sexy Motherfucker is on is not on Tidal, but I think it's on...
No, it's the album with I Hate You's not on Tidal. Sexy Motherfucker's on Tidal.
No, that album's not, but that song is on an album called Ultimate Prince on Tidal.
So wait, Prince is also known as Joey Coco?
Diaz?
Is that also the name of Joey Coco Diaz?
Maybe that's where Joey got his name. I don't know.
Yeah, what other names do they have up there?
Never mind. Alexander Nevermind.
Jamie Starr. Just that was his porn
name. But he's actually got more, like, he almost released an album in the 80s as a woman. Because if you listen to some of his 80s songs, he has this really high-pitched voice that he did it through computers. And it was a persona called Camille. And he almost released a Camille album, which would have been fantastic.
I bet that, you know what that probably means?
I can't find this.
All those unreleased songs.
It's called Seven. Or no, it's called...
What am I doing? Oh, no, no, no.
Let that run. Okay. You don't stop a Prince song once you get me started.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You could,
Adam's got one of those fancy Androids with a screen that like, wraps around the phone. So
that doesn't make using the phone different.
I have fat fingers. I'm trying to move around and you know, I hit 1999.
There's nothing. Read him that message.
There's nothing wrong with
someone's getting
that.
A text message. You want me to...
Will you be home around 6?
Can you play Sexy Motherfucker? I can't fucking find it. Oh my god!
Shit. My fat fingers! I'm not touching anything.
Just leave it on this.
Can I hold the phone?
Okay, you know what? No, can we just everybody pause.
Can we just have this?
Yeah, just for a moment. I understand we're angry.
How about me and Jeff switch places?
No, I've been farting and then I can the whole time.
Run the phone. This is a nightmare.
Okay,
no, this
fine.
Is not a nightmare.
No,
this
I'm getting up. I'm getting up.
No, no, I don't want to sit in your fucking coffee chair. Stay over there.
Nope, I'm getting up.
Stay over there. Mm-mm. No, we're almost done anyway.
This is what it's like when Dubs cry.
This is the best thing
it's
about
like when
this
Adam
is that
cries because he can't read
his Facebook.
No matter
what amount
messages
of bickering is going on right now, there's Prince in the background, so it doesn't really fucking matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me and Jeff were talking about
the.
I think it's the second verse that starts with the touch, if you will, my stomach.
Yeah. Feel how it trembles inside. That is a sexy ass line.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's hungry.
This is one of the most covered songs, too.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, everybody
knows what covered God, yeah.
This even Genuine covered this on his first album.
No.
They even went as high as Genuine.
went up to the hierarchy of R&B hits.
Wasn't there like a boys choir version of this on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack? I remember that being a thing. It was in Romeo and Juliet.
I don't want to hear any
Is
of that
the whitest statement that we've heard today?
Yeah.
Was there a boys choir version of this on the soundtrack?
It's a black kid
Romeo
singing it there, black
and
guy.
Juliet.
So my column this week, it's about why Prince is the best musician ever. Someone argue with me.
No.
Best Who's musician?
Better? Yeah.
Yes. Artist? No.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
Who's better?
Better? I'd have to go Michael Jackson.
You're crazy.
No, he's not a musician. I mean, Michael Jackson.
He's more prolific.
Fantastic.
He's more prolific than anyone. Bob Dylan has 37 albums, and he's been recording them shits since 1962.
Okay.
Prince has 39 studio albums. He's been recording since 78. No one was.
Shut up.
There it went.
I'm not going to argue with you on that because the word musician is in your statement. I think Prince is a better musician than
anyone,
Michael Jackson.
Than anyone.
Michael Jackson's like a better pop artist than Prince or pop star.
You think Michael Jackson made better albums?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
think he was a bigger star.
He's only
but
got
not as good 10.
As
a,
yeah, Prince has 39 albums, right? Michael Jackson has 10. But within that 10, those are 10 better albums than Prince's 39.
No, not all of them. Not all of them.
Dude, come on.
You know that includes shit like Blood on the Dance Floor.
Still had some hits.
Dangerous. I mean, Dangerous was all right.
You're
going to
say Dangerous was all right?
It was all right.
Oh, kill yourself. This guy. Man,
can we stop for a second and talk about Smash Mouth real quick? Before you guys get on your high horses.
I mean, Off the Wall is a great album, obviously. Thriller is a great album.
Okay.
Bad.
History.
Both. History's the greatest hits album.
This is it.
The new song side of History is garbage.
Kill yourself.
What? Name your five favorite songs from that side of History.
I don't have them off the top of my head.
Of course, because
but Scream is one of them. All automatically.
It's most expensive
Earth song
music video
automatically.
Earth song.
Earth song jams. Earth
He's
song
black.
Jams.
You are.
You can't argue
right
with
now.
Him.
No,
I'm not desperate.
I can. I can argue. I can argue Michael Jackson versus.
You
Prince
know what?
With
you
anyone.
Know what we're gonna do? You know what we're gonna do? The T-shirt I'm they're wearing is for a party together, called Soul Slam. Do. It's at the Echoplex next month.
You can't
month.
Say that. Your
all
dick
they play
is
all
out.
Night is Prince music and Michael Jackson
yeah.
music. And we will go there, and you will see that Michael shit jams harder, if not just
no.
as hard. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're wrong.
How about this? If you took the top 20 songs from each artist, who would have a better greatest
Michael
hits?
Michael Jackson.
Michael. Top 20?
Yeah, just take Mike. The best 20
sure?
songs.
Yeah.
That
top
would
20.
Be, I would say, if you were going to, if that's the argument, take the
you
top
only get
20,
20
of
songs.
Each.
Yeah, I would still take Prince.
Oh God! What's going on, man? We listened to this already. Right. You comments?
I'm sorry you don't know how to operate a new phone.
Give this to him.
Piece of shit! Where'd you put my case?
He wants you to.
I can't
find
play
a
it with the
want.
Case. The case. Is
I know.
Too big,
well, we
so
can't,
I can't
play anything now. You unplugged the phone and handed it to me.
Find the song and
no,
hand it back to me.
We're done.
Oh wow. God!
I like what's happening here.
Oh God!
Was there a plan to be on the rails here? Because the fact that I started without pants.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been better if we could have.
I mean, again, guys, I spilled the coffee. I was a little distraught thinking about Prince. I spilled coffee. Things are terrible. It's my fault. But we're gonna give me a list of your top 20 Prince songs.
Okay.
Give you a list of my top 20 MJs, and we're just gonna go. It's
okay.
Gonna be Battle
guys,
Royale.
Next time Quincy's on, we need to do
Battle
this.
Royale.
I'm all for it.
That's a good episode. Actually,
it's gonna be a great episode.
Oh man, I
that
will come
be a
in
good
here
podcast.
With.
That might That's be one for the
nobody steal that.
That might be a good episode for the thing of the
yeah,
thing.
We've
thing,
already planned.
We're planning a big thing, guys.
We are planning a big,
big thing.
Jeff's going to pull his penis up?
Plan if we're you gonna will, beat the shit out a of Prince big thing.
I'm not going to make it out of here alive.
I just called you Princey
lock
again.
Lock the doors.
Yeah, Princey Johnson,
Jones.
Everybody.
Princey Jones is my new stage name, so nobody, there's no more confusion.
I call have a feeling Princey there's Jones. Already three comedians in L.A. named Princey Jones already.
Yeah.
Princey Washington coming to the stage. That comedian Princey.
That comic Princey.
Oh my God, I hate comedy names. I'm sorry, we got derailed again. It's my fault.
No. This is actually
no,
a very
no. Let's
thing.
Let's just get out of
we're
here.
We're going comments or
yeah, I guess
voicemails.
Did anyone leave me? You know, it's a fucking world out there, and this fucking piano thing plays.
Did
and
Prince
then
do this?
We do the comments, and then it's great.
Your voice matters.
Your voice matters. Fade it out, Brett.
Everybody's on your nerves today.
I'm going to listen to Prince songs on my cell phone while we do.
Loudly, like you're on the metro?
I sure am.
Here's a good question.
You're going to actually be able to get them? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Hi, ATB, Brett, and distinguished guests. My name's Hannah. I'm calling from Burlington, Ontario. And I was wondering if the Barbie Corporation, Mattel, or whoever owns them, decided to make dolls out of you guys, what clothes would your doll be wearing, and what three accessories would your doll come with? Thanks, guys. I'm a big fan of the show, and thank you for keeping me abreast of recent American politics. Bye.
Hand me the phone, and I'll play it while we talk about it.
Oh, that sounds good. I like this.
Ooh.
Okay.
If I had a Barbie,
I would be wearing Prince clothes. I would have a motorcycle and a Michael Jackson glove just to make everyone mad.
Can I give Jeff's answer?
Oh, God. Well, the clothes part we already got covered.
We know. It's going to be jeans. Some sort of distressed
mom jeans.
Those aren't Kirkland. Mom jeans. I just got those.
Oh, those are
from someone's mom.
Those are Levi's.
Those are Levi's.
Those are nice. Levi Strauss 505.
505. That's kind of a mom jean cut.
Yeah, try having big fucking legs.
Mom cut.
You guys all have AIDS-y legs. Try having gigantic. Look at these
he's
things.
He's going to be wearing a t-shirt. Yeah,
you have childbirth and hips, baby. We get it.
Today he's wearing a t-shirt with a pug who is a Jabba the Hutt, but he's a pug.
I
Jabba
the bought pug. That shirt for Jeff.
Pug great. Of the Hutt.
And as always, distressed Boston.
This isn't distressed. This is new. I just picked this up.
How come everything you have on is brand new, but it looks like shit? Like,
because I look so good.
What section are you shopping in?
Because I look so good, everything around me looks like shit.
This isn't distressed. It's brand new.
Accessories, 4 gallons of Gatorade, brass knuckles, and I don't know what the third one is.
Wow, that's weird.
A tiger.
A backpack with buttons on it.
I would have the backpack.
So many buttons.
The backpack would be there. It would have the backpack. I would have my water bottle. My big, like, stupid stainless steel monstrous water bottle, and then probably like a notebook for writing jokes.
Okay. My character.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
My doll would be completely naked, but then you would have to buy all the shoes, like different sets of shoes.
You'd only have 40 pairs of shoes.
Just 40
pairs
of shoes.
And then 40 Lucite boxes to keep them in. So
I need to go buy some more. Damn it. Thank you for saying that.
I would say a bottle of cocoa butter.
a water bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Water bottle of tequila.
Your hood lemonade.
Hood lemonade. Gotcha.
Cocoa butter.
You're a naked alcoholic is basically what you're saying.
Pretty much. That's pretty much. Thank you for inviting me out early so I could get dressed.
Whatever makes your waves crash.
It's obscure.
Okay. What about you? Okay. So I'm gonna dress. I would say Adam would wear pants.
What?
You would wear that hobo hat. You switched hats in the past year, and you went with the hobo hat a lot more than the new Scally
hat. And you've
cap
been wearing that Boston hat since you were 4.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying you switched, so you're going back to the hobo cap and a hoodie.
Okay.
And then a Katy Perry
or Dolly Parton. The Katy Perry
t-shirt, yeah.
We'll give him a Prince t-shirt. It's fine. And then your accessories would be weed paraphernalia, a microphone of sorts. For when
to beat you to death with?
Yes.
A vape pen.
For when you vape.
I definitely don't have one in my car.
And an unpopular opinion t-shirt.
And a McRib.
Yeah, that's good.
That was way more than 3. I think she said 3.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? We'd have to get like an accessory pack. There'd be different episode accessory packs.
Okay, hit it, Brett. Is there another voicemail?
Yeah, sure. Let's see what...
No one called to wish me condolences on Prince? Monsters?
Monsters.
They know I care. They know how I feel.
You people.
Is there another voicemail that I can talk over real quick?
Okay, let's hear it.
Hello, life gurus and such. This is Michael from Anaheim. Gross. Just a quick question.
Come fight me, Michael.
What is the best way to get out of a severe debt problem.
Crime.
Crime.
Yeah, crime, definitely.
Why are you asking comedians how to get out of debt?
I know.
Yeah, if you could run like a scam or something.
Marry well.
Also, maybe a good idea because comedians are in debt. Maybe someone knows how to get out of it.
Talk to a better comedian, I guess.
Change identities.
Don't buy shit.
Yeah.
Can't afford it.
Find someone who died the day they were
fresh
born.
Fresh IDs, bro.
And get a social security
reset
card in their name.
I mean, the name is just the stigma that the man put on you at birth, man.
That's your slave name,
That's
bro.
Your slave name, bro. You can change all that.
Yo, Anaheim is your slave name.
Change your name to Anaheim.
Yo, rob Disneyland. You're right there.
The perfect crime.
Yeah. No one.
No cameras.
Right. There's almost no security at Disneyland.
Yeah, just do it, man.
You can just go in and do whatever the fuck you want. I'm pretty sure.
Are you really in need of getting out of debt? Because maybe this isn't the way to go. Maybe talk to like an advisor.
Yeah, we're honestly not.
Literally the worst people. We literally were having a conversation about how bad our debt was before we started this podcast.
Can I just maybe, for starters, get a job?
Get a job.
Is that a step in the right direction, maybe? Just a job?
I mean, don't be weird.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking creep.
I saw it on Dateline. I thought it was a good idea to get a job.
Who watches Dateline?
Here's what you do. You get
me,
because
I don't have a job.
You get some medical claim forms. You fill those out. You send them to Medicare. They're going to send you some checks back. They're too huge to check. I did see this on Dateline once. A guy just had a stack of checks in his little bullshit mailbox. So just do that. Just file fraudulent medical claims.
Nice.
There you go. We learned a lot today.
Yeah. I think we settled that.
You know what? Just touch, if you will, your stomach and feel how it trembles inside.
That might be cancer.
I cannot read that name.
Well, let's see.
What's your opinion on British?
Foster M. Wolf says, I have diabetes in both of my eyes. Boom. That was in reference to a Fetty Wap segment we did yesterday or last week.
What's a Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap. You just drop queen.
Oh, is that like the Hamburger Helper album?
That Hamburger Helper album is so great. Hey, ATB, what's your opinion on British grime music?
Oh. This is my that's my stuff now.
Yeah,
I'm a big grime fan.
Yeah, Jeff has.
I like me some Dizzy. I mean, I like the sort of washed out like Professor Green, The Streets, Dizzy Rascal stuff. They might get into a little bit darker stuff.
You fucking nerd!
Wow, somebody does not like Jeff May.
No,
that's everybody. But
hey,
where
what?
I get so excited when Annie Letterman is on. I think she should replace Jeff May as the guest. That is on every episode because they're squatting in the studio.
Hey, Furpict Oval, fuck yourself. How's that sound? But then everything tastes of the sea said, I'm sorry, but no one can replace Jeff. How dare you? If anything, there should be more Jeff, Alex, and Quincy action.
I'm a person. I'm very excited.
And that Quincy action is spilling coffee on
that's
people.
Quincy, yeah. That was Quincy Jones, though. So
we already had that today.
Yeah, then Furpict Oval says, best show would be Brett. Hi. Adam, he hosts it. Annie and Alex Schmidt. I think it's a good line.
How do you two
once
feel
a
now?
Month minimum. Okay. Like,
I think Furpict Oval doesn't count as a person, so nobody cares.
Furpict, you're dead.
Yama Ryan says, by the way, you should get on Google Play Music. Just saying. Do you just do that?
Just get on there? Just log on?
Stephanie Morrell says, you deserve good things, ATB.
Aww.
And I said, I like you, Stephanie Morrell.
Stephanie Morrell, you're wrong, but I like that you're being positive.
Shut your face, Jeff.
This is very heartwarming to end the day. After all the bickering and all the swearing and all the fat
Fourbanger says, my boss keeps walking by my desk and giving me a very perturbed stare.
Great. Thanks for the
info. Good to know.
That's just a bunch of things about history. It doesn't really matter, does it?
History? No. Definitely not.
Didn't pay my bills for a decade.
My roommate is from Sri Lanka. He and his family eat curry with their hands, and it's fucking disgusting.
That guy's racist.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the Alamo. Jeff, what's going on with the Alamo, history-wise?
Yeah, tell us something about the Alamo that we didn't know.
I didn't do shit about the Alamo.
Yeah, Norway de Illis says the Alamo led to the Battle of San Jacinto, where the Mexicans got fucking curb-stomped by Sam Houston. The Alamo made that possible. So, like, they gave up the Alamo so they would feel good, and then they came in.
Yeah, they were like, take it. Take the jab. Take the bike.
Take the jab so you can come back with the roundhouse.
Yeah, the counterpunchers. Sam Houston was a counterpuncher.
Did he just copy and paste Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
It's just weird that it said fucking curb stomp. Yeah.
That's historically accurate.
It says citation needed.
That would be pretty amazing.
Well, I would say, they said, Stacey P., I saw him perform in 2008. Who is that? Who performed in 2008? And then everything tasted the sea said, that's so 2000 and late.
Oh, sweet burn, bro.
Sweet
burn. Got it.
Sweet burn.
That was a sweet burn.
Good job. We should hire that person. Just joking.
Don't forget.
Yeah, maybe when you write a comment, add some more context so when we read it, we know what you're talking
about.
Well,
that was cool.
Well, in their defense, these comments are tied to the point in time that we were
Yeah, but I'm not. Talking. I'm never going to go
yeah,
back
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to go back and listen to what we were talking about.
Certainly not.
I certainly don't listen to
this. I didn't listen the first time. Why would I listen again?
I'm not even listening now.
Who should we bat dance?
Play bat dance.
Who? What musical artist should you try to get to play bat dance?
That's a great question. Dylan.
Portugal the Man.
No. Oh, they would do it though.
We everybody tweet at Portugal the Man. I'll just and ask him to play bat dance.
Yeah,
I think that would be great.
I can see that.
I mean, if you tell them we did it, they might actually.
Don't tell him we did it. No.
Maybe not. Yeah, don't say we did it. Never mind.
No, tell him. Yeah, just say.
Yeah.
Just ask if they'll play bad dance.
Ask if they'll play
just
bad
dance. Don't guys, mention us.
Why not? They listen to this podcast. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
They're going to know we did this.
I forgot.
Shh, they can hear us.
I thought they just. Oh, never mind. I thought they just knew us.
Yeah, that almost makes it not as fun because they'll listen and know.
But they'll get.
Coming.
I don't think they'll listen right away. So they'll get hit and then they'll hear us. Do
okay.
This.
But okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Tweet them.
Everyone, just ask them to play bat dance.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't add any other context. Don't say where. Don't say when.
Just play bat dance, all caps.
Yeah, just send that. Maybe an exclamation point if you're excited, but that's it. That's as far as it goes. And, no question marks.
And they're never going to talk to me again. So not. I went to my first hockey game this weekend because of them. They invited me to a playoff game.
Who was playing?
The
Ducks?
Kings and Sharks.
Ass. Ugh.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah.
When you were,
yeah, it was good times.
Yo, John, Zach, why didn't my phone? Why didn't my phone blow up?
No, it's cool. I don't historically like hockey, so I'm glad I didn't get contacted.
The undersecretary of Podcast City thinks he deserves a hockey ticket. Man can't even work a non-Apple phone. He can't work an Android. He doesn't deserve tickets.
Whatever. Whatever, guys.
It was a great game. They gave us all these things that light up, that they look like arc reactors, and then they used them to do like a light show. It was crazy. You guys really missed out.
No.
Not Quincy.
I'm upset. Yeah, I didn't miss out on anything.
Quincy, you weren't there?
I wasn't there. No.
You weren't working that?
I don't work there anymore.
Oh, yes, look at that.
We got the old, hey, I quit. So fuck them.
Yeah, I always tweet that I'm at the Staples Center on the off chance that Quincy will once again say, I'm at the bar, come get free drinks. Only happened once.
I allegedly said that.
Quincy one time.
In case the legal action is still pending against me, I allegedly said, come get free drinks at my job.
Quincy, but I didn't come.
Quincy one time flirted for a girl for me. Like flirted with a girl for me and bought her a drink. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. He's like, he bought you a drink. And she's like, thanks. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
I just walked over. And it was my fault. I gave him a cupcake right before, so he was very engrossed in the cupcake and not the beautiful woman standing in front of him trying to get his attention. So, but now he has a girlfriend anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, Jeff's got a girlfriend.
He said it on the fucking podcast. I did.
Jeff's got a girlfriend.
She's you've met her. She's wonderful.
Jeff's got a girlfriend.
What are you gay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Happy All right.
Baby. We're happy
we
for
should
you,
get
baby.
The fuck out of here.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
I'm a girlfriend. No.
Hey, you.
Friday the 13th, come to Mint on Card Comedy. I know. It's a great show. Great show. It's free. My comics get paid, sort of. Well, you pay them.
We pay you in hugs.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great show. It's called Mint on Card Comedy. You should check it out. Quincy's going to be on in July, I believe.
Yes.
Quincy will be on in July. So come to that one, too. But also May 13th.
I'll do it again sometime.
Oh, I'd love to have you drop in.
Shut up. Quincy, do you have anything to plug?
So many things.
Oh, Unpop here show, we go.
Unpop show at the Roar Room on May 22nd. Very Roar. Excited about that. I'll be at Rock and Roll Pizza in Moore Park on the 25th.
Why don't you tell us about this?
What else is happening? I'll be in El Segundo on the 1st. I'll be in
don't leave
Phoenix
your wallet
in July. What?
It's going down. Quest reference.
Nah, just follow me on Twitter at Quincy Johnson II for all tour dates and postings. And I'm going to be in somebody's Chicago city soon. So,
and I'll be at a Starbucks throwing coffee on
Chicago
people.
In June.
Yeah.
Chicago in June.
I will also be in Chicago in June.
When?
June. I don't know. It's
I'll be there like the 12th through the 19th. So
I'll be in the Midwest then.
Okay. I will. I possibly could be in Chicago.
Yeah, we're planning big things.
Ooh.
We might do a tour in June, and we're doing something really big later in the year.
Big thing later in the year. Podcast. Y'all are going to be really into it.
You're going to be so excited, or it's going to ruin my life.
Or it possibly could be both.
It's actually just the game show.
Yeah.
And that's a working jingle that you guys are working. I like this. I like what's happening.
What do I got going on? Everything herpes. That we just mentioned. I have the Darkest Hour coming up in May. That would be
heard of that show.
It's such a fun show. It's going to be just me. I believe Josh Denny is out of town, so I'm running things, and that is also Friday the 13th. Oh. Yeah, I dropped my phone when I said that.
My show
like a mic
is before
drop.
That and cheaper, and my lineup's better. Oh. No, but your show's great. Your show's cool. Yeah, no, it's cool.
Shots fired.
Oh, you
does yours cost money to go to? Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Go to my show, then go to the Darkest Hour. Have a great night of comedy.
Go beat Jeff's ass at his show.
Yeah, okay. Come do that.
Do what I do, guys. Don't go to either show.
That's a bad
thing. I like
bad
the way you think. Yeah. Okay.
Brett, what are you plugging?
Your girlfriend. Mom.
Oh!
Hey! Come see me. I'll be in San Francisco for Outside Lands. I'll be the guy dancing. Hey, guys. More music festival
go-go
talk
dancing.
From old Brett.
Boom.
Not Brett, dancing that much.
Wait, is Bonnaroo in San Francisco?
This year it is.
Wow. Radiohead's at that, though.
Yeah, Radiohead's not playing Bonnaroo. They're playing Outside Lands, so that's where I'm going to be.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Say goodbye, Jeffrey.
Goodbye, Jeffrey.
Say goodbye, Brett.
Goodbye, Jeffrey.
Say goodbye, Quincy.
Michael Jackson's still better than Prince.
You're a piece of shit. And you're wrong. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Rest in peace, Prince.